Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. When you are out in the field and have limited time and resources to test electrical equipment, performance factors such as the ease of use, reliability, and safety of your power system testing solutions are essential. But have you ever considered that the hardware and software components that make up these testing solutions are developed behind the scenes by experts you may never meet? In this episode, my guest is Carolina Moltan, who is an Omicron software quality assurance expert. She makes sure that her team's software solutions function not only as they are intended to, but also in ways that exceed user expectations. Carolina will tell us about her experience and responsibilities and how they contribute to the outstanding performance and reliability of power system testing solutions. She also offers advice to those who want to develop in her area of expertise. So without further delay, welcome Carolina to this episode of Energy Talks.
Hi, Scott. Thank you for having me here today.
Carolina, can you please introduce yourself and tell us about your current role?
Yes, of course. My name is Carolina. I am an electrical engineer, and my current role at Omicron is a software quality assurance engineer. I work with several of our Omicron software, but two biggest ones that I'm involved in are Relay Simtest and Daneo Control.
What is exactly involved in software quality assurance?
In my team, we have two aspects that are included in this topic. We are checking the software itself, if it does not have any crashes or mistakes, but we also check the overall behavior, so how it's working with our devices and if it's, of course, working properly in regards to electrical engineering. And in all that, we include automated tests as well, so our life is easier later.
So you had also mentioned two particular software solutions that you work with, Relay Simtest and Daneo Control. Could you please describe how this software is used?
So Relay Simtest is a simulation tool for system-based protection testing. It supports our CMC and ARCO devices, and it is used for testing the protection systems. And Daneo Control, it supports our Daneo 400 device, which is hybrid analyzer. It can analyze both conventional signals as network traffic, and software itself allows for live observation, analysis, and recording of those signals. And both softwares support, of course, IEC 61850 standard.
Okay. And just briefly, what is that standard?
This is an international standard, and it defines the communication protocols for the electronic devices at substations.
Carolina, what inspired you to pursue your field of study and career as a software quality assurance expert?
It all started with my love for mathematics, and later I also learned that I'm really keen on the topic of electric circuits. So I just applied to study electrical engineering. I won't lie that maybe my dad, who is also electrical engineer, inspired me a little bit. He told me about the imaginary numbers, differential equations, and electromagnetic fields, and I was sold. Later on, I loved high voltages, but what took my attention was what is happening, let's say, behind the scenes. So the necessity of securing our system and detecting faults. And that's why I chose to focus more on secondary systems.
Can you tell us exactly about your career path and what led you to your current role at Omicron?
I started simple. Like I said, I just applied to study electrical engineering in one of the universities in Poland. During that time, I had several internships where I really got into practice, from building simple circuits to diving into protection systems. Later on, I had opportunity to do my master's degree in Germany, where I had to fulfill requirement of mandatory internship. And that's how I found myself in Omicron. My internship was in product development and mainly focus on relay sim test. I also wrote my master thesis on that topic. And after I graduated, I was offered to stay, and it was an easy decision for me.
So you started your studies in Poland, you continued in Germany, and then you went to work for Omicron in Austria. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. My role connects the topics I'm really interested in. So from power system simulation and protection testing to diving into future with IC61-850 that we talked about.
Can you share some of the highlights or favorite projects you've worked on so far?
Maybe it's a little outside of the project, but really cool one to mention, I think, would be that we sometimes join our colleagues, for example, from Erlangen office, for practical site experience. And there we take part in real life testing with our Omicron products. And it's quite nice to see something working on daily in action.
Very good. So you were able to work as a team of colleagues solving problems that you all encounter in your daily work. Is that correct?
Yes, of course. Colleagues from Erlangen office have the projects for some time and they get to know the topic before us, but we just join them, listen, observe, and help if needed.
Okay. And so that was the Omicron Erlangen office in Germany, which is also home of our Omicron Academy.
Yes, that's right.
Very good. So what is the importance of your field of work in power system testing?
So software and devices here go together. What is important, I think, is both capabilities of the devices and capabilities of the software. And my team is working on this second one. We are developing and testing our PC software so our customers have a reliable solution to work with later.
Would you say that software quality assurance is essential to ensure the reliability of testing devices?
Of course, we are checking the software itself, so we make sure that our customers will have a reliable product to work with, so they do not have to worry about the correctness of the result itself.
How is your field of work evolving with the changes and trends in the power industry?
Like I mentioned, I work in product development and we are constantly upgrading our software to the needs of the customer. And whether it's, for example, adding a new model in relay sim test or extending the IC61-850 support in the Neo control.
You mentioned that you're continuously addressing the needs of users or customers. Where do you get your inputs to keep your area of technology evolving? Do you have direct access to customer or user feedback to the solutions?
So our product managers and product owners are the main people that are keeping eye on the customer requests and thinking about the new challenges that are ahead of us. But of course, they are always open to the new suggestions. So if someone wants to be heard, they are heard. And after this meticulous planning, we are later implementing those new ideas in our software.
We had talked prior to this interview, and you mentioned to me once that sometimes you will actually also talk to customers directly to help them use the solutions or to help them solve a particular problem that they're having.
Yeah, like I said, our product managers and product owners are keeping eye on the customer requests, but they are also sometimes getting questions about the solutions and about the problems they have sometimes in their work. And if it's needed and I know the answer or have time to really think about it, I'm included in those talks as well.
Very good. So you have direct contact to customers from time to time, which I'm sure it really helps you in your work to know exactly how the solution is being used. Tell me, Carolina, at what point do you know that you have done your job?
In every project, we are implementing new features. And after each feature is complete, a small part of my job is done. But of course, when we have a new release and it's available for our customers, then I think it's done, you know?
Very good. Especially things that customers can use to feel more efficient, safer on the job, and also to rely on the solution itself. What are your, would you say, top 3 to 5 tips for those looking to succeed in your field of work as a software quality assurance engineer?
It's hard for me to say because I'm an electrical engineer working in a software quality assurance, but just do you. Read and learn about the new things and always be open to the new ideas and challenges. In my daily work, I work in a team and I'm very keen on trust. I really appreciate that my coach and my colleagues are trusting me with my tasks and my responsibilities. And because of that, I think it can also be reflected in mutual respect as well.
Carolina, could you please summarize how your work as a software quality assurance engineer helps ensure the reliability of Omicron power system testing solutions?
I will try to keep it brief. Me and my colleagues from the team, we are ensuring that our software functions correctly and interacts properly with our Omicron devices. And our goal is for users to trust our solution so they can work without any problems.
Great. Carolina, thank you for joining me for this episode of Energy Talks to share your perspectives and experience as a software quality assurance engineer at Omicron.
Thank you, Scott, and always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.